Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Ashley with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the go-card used by public transport commuters in southeast Queensland to pay for their fares is set to be abolished and replaced by a new fare card. According to TransLink, the new fare card will be called the TransLink card and will operate in a similar way to the go-card. The change comes as TransLink implements smart ticketing across public transport, allowing users to tap on and off with a credit card, debit card, or smart device. TransLink is still working out when the new fare card will be rolled out.
Researchers of the University of Queensland have pioneered a new method of creating carbon-negative sustainable energy with a generator that absorbs carbon dioxide and then produces electricity. The generator currently harvests 1% of the produced electricity by CO2, but researchers Shi Wang Zhang and Zhu Wing Wang say they will continue to improve the technology's efficiency. The hope that the generator has multiple future applications, including industrial commercial uses and a smaller portable version that could charge everyday technology devices.
In national news, a Melbourne woman has died over the weekend at a health retreat after consuming a drink made with mushrooms, prompting warnings from experts about mushroom foraging and the use of them as medicines. It is unknown what type of mushrooms were intended to be in the drink, and the cause of the woman's death is still unknown. Experts say that psilocybin mushrooms, more commonly known as magic mushrooms, have a very low toxicity and are unlikely to cause sudden death, but accidentally foraging lookalike species can be fatal.
Labor's proposed deportation bill threatens the deportation of 5,000 non-citizens, with 375 being Australian-born children, due to their protection claims being denied. The bill makes it illegal for an unlawful non-citizen refusing to cooperate with their deportation with a minimum jail sentence of a year, and give the immigration minister the power to reject visa applications from countries that reject involuntary deportations. Asylum seeker advocate group ASRC says it unfairly punishes refugees, migrant families, and people seeking asylum.
In international news, the first human-made powered aircraft to successfully fly on another planet has communicated its final message to Earth from its companion rover, the Perseverance. NASA's Ingenuity helicopter will now be a stationary data-gathering unit on Mars to better help future explorers on the planet. Ingenuity's mission defied NASA's expectations, where its flight distance over the course of 1,000 Martian days was 14 times more than the flight team expected.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.